Is this
Hello?
Is this Finn?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, this is Gabe with Bank of Cardiff Underwriting. How you doing?
Hey, good.
Good, good. Just want to get in touch with you there. Do you have a few minutes to chat now? Is it a good time?
Yeah, it's a good time.
Okay, just had a few questions for you here. I'm working on putting together some numbers for your file here. I just wanted to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
So what amount did you have in mind here? Looks like you're looking to bring in a little inventory, is that right?
Yeah, I don't have I don't you know I don't have anything in mind for now, but just see what you guys can offer, right? So then, what?
Okay, yeah. I mean, what amount of money could you put to use? I mean, you're looking for $50,000, $100,000. I mean, what amount of money could you use?
I mean, just whatever you guys what do you think is you can get it. You can get it. You can underwrite it for.
Okay. Yeah. So right now, like, we're still working on putting together some figures for you that I'm going to get out to you on Monday. I just kind of wanted to touch base and, you know, try and gauge a little bit closer. So you're just kind of waiting to hear the terms and then kind of make your decision based on that.
Yeah. I'd like to know what I'm looking for is kind of like a maybe like a term instead of. I'm used to deal strike is just done. Okay, I'm
right.
Used to how their system works.
Okay.
So I mean, I'm done with them. They so I had $100,000 from them. Right.
What was your payback on that $100,000?
I think in total, well, the times 24. So the amount $4,620. Times 24 months.
I'm sorry. So it was a 2-year term.
It was a 2-year term.
And I'm sorry. What was your monthly payment on that?
It's $4,620.
Okay.
Well,
so
19, but yeah.
So you only paid back $10,000 over that 2-year period with them.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so you borrowed $100K and paid back $110 over 2 years?
Yes, over 2 years.
Okay, I didn't know they had pricing like that.
Well, yeah, you could see the amount. Every month is is automatic withdrawal, so it was every month was the same except the last month. The last month was I think a few dollars short, right? So
gotcha.
Just to close up, yeah, just to close it. But something like that, I'll be comfortable with, and I haven't reached out to Deal Strike yet, so I don't know what they're I don't know what they will offer as well at this point. But I'm sure I was with them. There was never miss a late payment. Obviously, it's automatic withdrawal every month.
Right.
So so it had to be on time. Right. So.
Absolutely. It looks like here you have that $40,000 balance there with the MCA with Amex. Is that still in place there?
That is in place. Yes.
Okay, and it's my understanding that you're looking to keep that balance. You're not looking to pay off that note, right?
I already paid for it to use that funds. Right? So it doesn't make sense to. It doesn't, I don't know if it makes sense to, pay off early when it's already, the fees are already charged, for using that fund.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we're working on here is I'm working around that balance. And I think we're going to be able to, get you an approval, a second position type loan there. That's, something that we can work with keeping in place. and so this would be used for inventory. Correct. You guys do like repairs. You sell it. Correct. You do printing as well. You guys kind of do everything with printing. Is that right?
Yeah. We usually
okay.
Yeah. We our prime core of our business is copier sales.
Right.
We buy bulk copiers from leasing companies and and banks like you guys, I guess, when you guys have your equipment off lease. Right, you guys would send your equipment to a leasing, repo company, and then we'll buy off from them.
Okay, so once the leasing company's getting back, you get them at a cheaper rate and buy in bulk. Makes sense. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Got you. And so how soon?
Let me understand a little bit about your bank. Are you guys a high interest lender? Are you guys, what kind of rate are you guys usually looking at? Just so, you know, I don't have to waste your time and you don't have to, you know, I'm sure you, you know, I don't know. I just know you guys are banks. So I'm thinking, you know, because you guys advertise yourself as a bank, so your rate may be the same as a bank. Or I don't know if you guys are high interest
so
lender.
It's not going to be the same as, say, your like depository institution, Wells Fargo there. Is that who you're working with? Is that right?
Yes.
It's not going to be the same as, you know, that sort of relationship because, you know, they have your deposits coming in, right? So, you know, essentially with a, you know, bank like Wells Fargo, they're taking in all your income. They're, you know, and essentially they lend people their own money and charge them interest because they are, you know, you're making all your deposits through them. So it's not going to be comparable to Wells Fargo. I can be, you know, 100% straight up with you out of the gate with that. I am currently still working on putting together the pricing for you, which I was going to get back to you on Monday. I just kind of wanted to get, to know a little bit more about the business. Typically, you know, we have a cost of funds, so it's not like your typical. Did Ja go over that with you at all about the fixed, like how it's not an APR, it's a cost of funds, like a fixed cost? Did she discuss that with you?
Not really. Well, I guess that's how DistroStrike was working too. That's why, you know, that funds was, you know, was the amount was on there.
Right. You had a...
Yeah.
You had a specific payment that didn't fluctuate, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So, yeah,
I kind of got used to that more than American Express. You know, American Express is not bad. You know, their rate, I get, again, you know, it's, they charge me $8,000, okay, for 80,000. Okay, it's okay, but I would prefer to get a fix, you know, just like DistroStrike. You know, to get, I prefer, you know, every month the same number, and, you know, and that would work better for me. So, you know, and I, the invitation letter I got from you guys, you know, there's one of the two products I was interested in is, you know, one line of credit, you know, two is the term loan, you know, preferably a line of credit, you know, because, you know, I'll need the fund, and then I could transfer it back when I'm done with it. You know, that way I don't, you know, pay interest as you know, as I don't need it. But
right.
You know, just whatever you think, would work. You know, that would, you know, give me a good rate.
Yeah, absolutely. And what we're looking at here for you is putting together a term loan for you. Where your credit's at, we don't really have the option to do the line of credit. Usually we have to have like a 720 or above for that particular program, and you're not quite there at the 720.
My mortgage, you know, once I that the mortgage application is what, you know, dragged down my score. I would say that before my mortgage.
Because the mortgage, especially with a mortgage, you know, they're pulling from all three credit bureaus, right? They're pulling Experian, they're pulling TransUnion, they're pulling Equifax. So I can definitely see how that would affect your score there. So, right now, you know, what we're putting together, it looks like we have. What term are you What term length are you comfortable with there? Then, what did you have in mind?
I 2 years, 3 years, you know, I think something like that would you know, I guess the shorter the term, you know, the lower the interest rate. Am I right?
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah. I'm not sure. And like I said, we're still working on putting the numbers together. I'm not sure if we're going to be up there in the 2 to 3 year range. We can definitely come close, but I don't think we're going to get that high first time around. You know, we're a relationship based bank. So, you know, once you get your foot in the door with us, then, you know, we have the ability to, you know, get you approved for, you know, a lot more programs, longer terms, and in cheaper rates, you know, of course, the second time around. But, yeah, it looks like you said you were maybe comfortable with around $5,000 a month payment. Is that still right?
I think that should be okay for
about $5,000 a month. Okay. And what's your typical margin when you sell a printer there, or what's your margins like?
It's all over the place, you know. sometimes 200%, sometimes, you know, 10-20% from a dealer. You know, it's all over the place. It's just right. Depending on which market we're selling to, right?
Right, absolutely. I know that's kind of a tough question to answer, especially when you're selling a, you know, various products. But yeah, so I will be in touch with you Monday. We're putting together the final pieces of your approval. And
let me know what you guys can do. I'm sure, you know, I don't think it's a risky landing for you guys, right? You know, the business has been here for 5 years. You know, my credit score, you know, is because the mortgage. But if you check my business credit score, I think that should be very good.
Right. You do. The only thing is you do have a relatively small revolving availability, about 30%, which is a little low. You know, it seems like you tapped into a little bit of that credit. But, yeah, I do understand the situation with the mortgage and whatnot and how that can affect your score there. And it looks like you make your payments on time. So I just wanted to get in touch with you. I will be reaching
out.
I will be reaching out with you on Monday. Are you going to be around on Monday? Is there a good time to call you?
Yeah. No, this is my cell phone, so you can call me, you know, whenever you're at your convenience.
Perfect. And I saw and I saw that you prefer to have the calls on the cell phone. So I think Ja made note of that here. So I will be in touch with you. It looks like our max approval for the business at this point. It looks like we're working at around $100,000 for a max approval.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of where we're at. And as far as the term length goes, I'm not quite sure. You know, the credit analysts are putting together some figures, but I'm going to reach out to you on the cell on Monday, and I'll email you over some options for your business, and we'll go mm-hmm. from there. All right, then.
Okay, so you have no idea of the rate right now.
No, I don't. We're still putting together figures, so I just kind of wanted to get some clarification on a couple things, and then Monday, we'll go over some actual terms on Monday when we're both back at work. Alrighty?
Okay, great.
Sounds good. Okay. You got it, then. It was nice speaking with you, and we'll be in touch soon.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Bye.